It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
In March, ministers from six Pacific states issued the Port Vila call for a global, just and equitable phase-out of coal, oil and gas, asking fellow Pacific leaders to show their support in a leaders' declaration at the Pacific Island Forum. Social change organisation Oxfam Aotearoa has joined in support of the call and is urging New Zealand and Australia to support a movement towards a fossil fuel-free Pacific. I spoke to Nick Henry, climate justice lead at Oxfam Aotearoa, about the phase out of fossil fuels and whether or not this is a realistic movement under a national government. Could you explain what the Port Vila call for a just transition to a fossil fuel-free Pacific is?
Yeah, so it's an outcome of a really impressive meeting that happened in March this year in Port Vila in Vanuatu, of the climate ministers of six countries in the Pacific. And they came together in the aftermath of the cyclones that have hit Vanuatu, Judy and Kevin, earlier in that month, actually. And so those climate ministers and the Prime Minister of Vanuatu, climate ministers from Tonga, Fiji, Niue, Solomons, Tuvalu and Vanuatu, agreed on a really bold statement to call for the full phase out with a just transition of fossil fuels in the Pacific region. And the reason they did that is because it's fossil fuels that are creating the climate crisis that are threatening the existence and survival of Pacific communities. So they're really sort of stepping up to that challenge and saying that they will do their bit, even though they've contributed the least to the problem. But in order to, I think, have the moral high ground, which they have really shown, to call on others to do the same. So calling on New Zealand and Australia to make the same commitment, and then to take that to the global stage at the UN Conference of Parties or COP meetings in December. So that's made the news again. That happened in March. It's made the news again this week because it's been acknowledged and reaffirmed at the Leaders Summit of the Pacific Islands Forum that's just finished last week.
And how popular has this initiative been amongst Pacific nations as of recent?
Well, I think really popular. It's a really bold and visionary statement, the Port Vila call. It talks very clearly about where the problem lies with the fossil fuel industry. It rejects the arguments for continuing the production and use of fossil fuels any longer than is absolutely necessary. So it talks about a fast and just transition to build up the alternatives at the same time as reducing production and use in fossil fuels. And that's key because we really are in the crisis now, so we need to ramp down fossil fuel production with speed. And a just transition means making sure that we, at the same time, create the alternatives for good jobs and renewable energy, for community access to electricity. And we know that we have the technology to do that with solar and wind and tidal power and hydropower. If it's at an appropriate scale, then at the community level, then communities can really benefit from those new technologies, especially, and they're not that new, right? Tokelau has been on solar power for over a decade now, fully powered by the sun, and other Pacific Islands want that too because they see the benefits of energy self-sufficiency, not having to import expensive diesel fuel and rely on that. So there's a lot of benefits to communities of making that transition, but there's also a lot of urgency in ending the use of fossil fuels as fast as possible, and that means ending new projects that would produce more fossil fuels, and that means ending any plans to go looking for more. So it's a time when New Zealand really needs to consider whether this is the right time to be reopening exploration for oil and gas offshore, and Oxfam is saying it's not because the Pacific is calling us to do the opposite, to phase down and to end our production of fossil fuels. So the leaders at the Pacific Island Forum, they sort of reaffirmed that aspiration to a just and equitable transition to a fossil fuel-free Pacific, but they went further than aspiration. And that was, a bit of a concern that we had leading up to the meeting that New Zealand especially was talking about aspirational language, whereas Pacific leaders were talking about practical commitments. And where they seem to have landed is both, which is great, because aspiration is all very well as long as you back it with practical action and actually do something to actually end the use of fossil fuels. And what's really significant, reading the communique that's just come out from the Pacific Islands Forum meeting on Friday, late on Friday, this communique comes out that all leaders of the Pacific Island Forum, and remembering that this includes New Zealand and Australia, have committed to the transition away from coal, oil and gas in our energy systems, in line with IPCC pathways for limiting global temperature rises to 1.5 degrees, with a peak in fossil fuel consumption in the near term. And that's quite technical language, but it's really strong stuff, actually, because what that would mean would be reducing our production and use of fossil fuels by 50% by 2030 and 100% by 2050 if we're going to actually keep to those IPCC pathways. And I can explain what that means, but that's the reality, that we need to rapidly reduce our fossil fuel production and use.
So you've mentioned Pacific nations who are already leading the way to sustainable energy. How crucial really are Australia and New Zealand in seeing this call come to action?
Well, absolutely crucial, because if we talk about fossil fuel production in the Pacific, that is Australia and it is New Zealand. New Zealand has a, in global terms, relatively small as a proportion of our economy. Industry producing oil for export. We don't actually use any of that in New Zealand. We export the crude oil and then re-import different petrol and diesel. We've got a relatively small industry producing lignite coal for export, and some of that we burn here and some more we import again from Indonesian coal and others. And a gas industry that only supplies New Zealand, but a lot of the products of that are actually chemical products like methanol or fertilizer, and a large amount of those are exported. But in terms of our economy, this is like 1 or 2% of our exports, 1% in the case of oil, and maybe a little bit more if you count the coal and the methanol. But there are economies in the world like Iraq that have over 80% of their economy based on oil production. We all need to phase it out, but that's going to be a big challenge for some of those poorer developing countries that are heavily dependent on oil or fossil fuel production. New Zealand actually has the capacity to diversify our economy and not rely on these dirty, polluting, planet-killing fuels as our exports, and we have a responsibility to do that. So when the Pacific leaders, including our own, say that we're committed to ending fossil fuels in line with the IPCC pathways, that's referring to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that says we have to reduce emissions from fossil fuels by 48%, so about half, by 2030. And the only safe way to reduce emissions from fossil fuels is to reduce our production and use of fossil fuels. Otherwise, you're trying to capture gas and store it in the ground, and that's risky, it's dangerous, even if it works. Most of the time it doesn't work, and it doesn't work when you're talking about burning fuel in cars and so on that's distributed into the atmosphere. So production and consumption of fossil fuels really go together, and if we're serious about those pathways of staying within any kind of safe climate limits, we need to rapidly end our use of fossil fuels. And I guess the other thing I'd say about, I think I'm actually wrong to say safe climate limits, because we're past that already. We're in a climate crisis, so we're already causing harm. And every kilogram, every ton of carbon dioxide that is produced now, including from the coal and the oil and the gas that New Zealand is still digging up and that our government is saying we want to go looking for more of, every amount of carbon dioxide from here on is causing harm to Pacific communities who are facing extreme weather and sea level rise, including in Aotearoa, people who are dying in heat waves and droughts. Every every amount of fossil fuels we use between now and when we finally phase them out will cause harm to people. So it's a matter of just reducing it as fast as we can, really, from now.
Christopher Luxon has plans to scrap the ban on offshore oil and gas exploration. Is the idea of pledging to a fossil fuel-free Pacific completely out of the question under a national government?
Well, the thing is that we have signed up to it with this leaders declaration at the forum attended by our current government, represented by Carmel Cipollone, but also with Gerry Brownlee there as a part of the delegation representing the incoming government. So that will be a question for the government to answer, how they will reconcile their commitment to stand with the Pacific in this declaration to end our use of fossil fuels as a region in line with the IPCC pathways. We know that we can't do that while looking for more oil and gas. In fact, the IPCC and the International Energy Agency tell us that a large proportion of the currently known reserves can't be burnt. And independent research says that it's 60% of oil and gas reserves and coal reserves can't be used if we're to keep within those boundaries. So it's really absurd to think that we can then go and look, explore for more oil and gas. And in fact, the IPCC and the International Energy Agency say that we can't. So that's the science, that's the facts of the matter. It's also a declining industry globally. Demand is set to peak and then decline. So it's really not going to be the economic future of New Zealand either. And we think that the government needs to take a hard look at that and decide not to go ahead with expanding offshore exploration.
Alongside phasing out fossil fuels, how responsible should New Zealand be for playing a part in helping Pacific nations that are already feeling the effects of climate change?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And in fact, that's a large focus of what Oxfam Aotearoa does and advocates for. As we stand with the Pacific on these calls to limit our emissions and do the most that we can to stop the climate crisis getting worse, we also stand with communities and give, Oxfam and other organisations give direct support to Pacific communities to help them to adapt, to reduce the impact of the climate crisis on them, but also to raise their voices and to influence their governments and the world's governments to make sure that they have, for instance, support to respond to loss and damage caused by climate crises and extreme weather, like the cyclones in Vanuatu. We've just had another one, Cyclone Lola, and the devastation from that is really affecting communities, and they need support to respond, to cope with that loss and damage caused. So New Zealand does contribute climate finance in the Pacific. We do a good job compared to a lot of governments of giving grants rather than loans. We've increased our climate finance in recent years, and I think New Zealand has had a good approach to that recently. We're going to need to be part of the global conversation about the increasing need as the crisis gets worse, and increasingly we're seeing, the climate crisis is here. It's not a future problem or possibility. It's a now problem, and it's increasing the needs for humanitarian response, loss and damage response finance and climate finance to help Pacific and other countries transition their energy systems and also be more resilient to the climate change that is happening. So there's a lot of need out there. New Zealand has established a good track record of supporting communities with their needs, and we hope that will continue, and globally the needs are only going to increase. So there will be increasing calls on New Zealand and other countries to continue to stand with the Pacific and other countries affected.
That was Climate Justice Lead at Oxfam Aotearoa, Nick Henry, speaking to me about the organisation's decision to back the Port Vila call for a fossil fuel-free Pacific.